I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
The Michael Berry Show.
No Democrat, not a single Democrat, has received more love on The Michael Berry Show in the last year than State Representative Harold Dutton for his leadership on the issue of education and his willingness to buck partisan politics on behalf and the advocacy of the kids in his district going to the same schools he went to. That, sadly, is rare indeed. It's called leadership and courage. State Representative Harold Dutton, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Michael. How are you?
You know, I think the last time you and I were together, do you remember?
I was trying to think of that just this morning.
Well,
and I've forgotten what the...
We were on a tennis court playing doubles against Zena Garrison.
That's exactly right.
The year was about 2005, and may I say, we held our own.
Yeah, we did. That's right. I remember that.
I think you had just had an eye surgery or something done with your eyes, because
I just had a cataract.
That's what it was. Yeah, and I think it was your first time back after that, and I knew you to be a good tennis player, but you were frustrated because you were getting your timing back and your eyes were not performing.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember, and I had some glasses that were new to me.
Right.
And here I was there trying to play tennis with these glasses.
State Representative Harold Dutton, let me ask you, you have really broken with the party position, the Democrat Party position anyway, in the state on this issue of the Texas Education Agency as it relates to HISD, particularly schools that you attended like Wheatley. What was the problem to start with?
Well, the problem was, Michael, that I recognized that there had been a real decline in the education achievement levels of students in Northeast Houston. I started that because Wheatley High School, where I attended, was celebrating their 75th anniversary. And as a result of that, I decided to have something called, I called the Purple and White Gala, which honored all the Miss Wheatleys from 1927 up until 2002. And what I did is I got their pictures and I got their bios. And when I put them on the wall, I started to look at the pictures. They were all fantastic-looking ladies. The first Miss Wheatley, Miss Hogan, she was actually the first Miss Prairie View. And so when I looked at the bios, though, when I got to the 80s, to the 1980s, in the late 80s, I realized there had been a significant decline in the education achievement levels of these Miss Wheatleys. So I went a little further, and I started to look at other schools in my district. I looked at Cashmere, for example, and Cashmere had been failing for, I think, almost 7-8 consecutive school years, and the children there had never done well on the standardized test, particularly the math portion. So when I went and looked deeper into that, what I found out was that they didn't ever have a certified math teacher on campus. So I went asking around about, well, do we have certified math teachers in HSD? And if we do, why don't we have one at Cashmere? Well, nobody could answer me, and in fact, the answer I did get was that we didn't, that was a problem that you needed to take up with your own school superintendent. So I said, look, you might get elected from this area, but you represent all of HSD. And so I couldn't get anybody to buy into that, so I came up with an idea that said, yeah, okay, let's see if we can fix it so everybody has skin in the game. And that was saying, well, if one campus in your school district is failing for five consecutive school years, the state could come in and take over your school district. Now, Michael, I will be honest with you. I never thought they would let the school fail for five consecutive school year, especially with the threat that the state could come in and take over your district. I thought they would simply fix the school. And Wheatley had always been a premier school in HISD. It's the school of Barbara Jordan. It's the school of Mickey Leland. It's the school of L. Franco Lee. I could go on and on and on with people. But we had always been achieving educationally. Now, some people have said, Michael, well, you didn't have this, you didn't have that. Well, there are a lot of things we didn't have, but we didn't let what we didn't have define us.
Sure. Well, it's a heritage school. I once gave the graduation address there in, I think, 03. And so I steeped myself in the history of the school. And I thought, I wonder how many people outside this little community understand how important this is and how many graduates have gone on, not just to elected office, but corporate America, the arts, humanities, education leadership. It's amazing. It should not be allowed. So in your mind, the TEA coming in, what does this look like? Because this is a question I'm getting more than anything else. What is this? To what extent do they come in? To what extent is this like a corporate turnaround? How much do they sink their teeth into this project?
Well, what happens is, first I told you that, I must declare that I never thought they'd get to this point. But now that they have, they've let the school Wheatley fail for five consecutive school years. And I should mention that TEA was noticed to take over HISD in 2019. But because HISD filed a lawsuit, a temporary injunction against the takeover, it dragged on in the courts up until about 3 months ago when the Texas Supreme Court ruled that, wait a minute, the law was in the state favor and the state could go ahead and proceed. Well, in that meantime, what's happened is HISD is saying, well, we started to improve Wheatley. Wheatley came up to a C. Well, Casper went back to an F. And so they're citing that as progress. Well, now what I think is going to happen, what I hope is happening, is that the TEA will come in and appoint a board of managers to run the district. And that is what I think, where I think most of the change is going to come from, because what they're ultimately going to try to do is institute the programs that causes students to achieve better educationally in all of the districts. Right now, we've got a situation where all the children on the east side who want to get an education essentially get on a bus, and I don't care whether they're in southeast or northeast. You got to get on a bus to go across town to get an education. You pass by your local community school. You don't go in those. You just go over there sometimes, in some cases, to catch a bus to go to another school across town. Well, that's absolutely crazy. I mean, we shouldn't do that. Because that destroys not only children, but it destroys communities. And so we ought to put the kind of programs in the schools, the kind of resources in those schools, the kind of teachers in those schools that are going to improve student outcomes and not recognize. And I think some people recognize, or at least say to themselves, Michael, that something's wrong with these kids. And I don't believe that at all. I told somebody the other day, I said, you can't feed children potato chips all over it all day, every day, and complain that they're fat. Well, too many of our children are showing up in the criminal justice side. We see every day on TV and in the newspapers that they've gone out and done something crazy and stupid and criminal. Well, when you don't
State Representative Harold Dutton, hold with me. You are one dangerous man. A free-thinking man is a dangerous man indeed. He's our guest coming up.
Inside the Desk Pro, capacity equal to 30 diskettes.
Michael Berry Show.
The new compact Desk Pro. It simply works better.
If you ever State Representative Harold Dutton is our guest, a graduate of Wheatley High School and Thurgood Marshall School of Law, State Representative in 1984, who cares passionately about kids getting a quality education, cares so passionately that he's willing to actually be a stick in the mud and stand up and do something about it, hence the TEA takeover of HISD. Representative Harold Dutton, What would it take if I made you king? What would it take to actually fix the problem? Because people love to make problems so complicated they can't be solved. A kid doesn't have the resources they need at home. It may not be a stable home life. Are there good enough teachers? Is the community supporting it? Is there enough money? I don't find that money is usually the problem, but is it a cultural problem because they haven't been taught that this is a school of excellence? What would it take if you were King Dutton to solve this problem?
Well, the first thing I would change that I would endeavor to change, Michael, is this, is that we've created a sort of environment, a culture of failure in schools on Northeast Houston. Because what we've done is said to students and families that in order for them to get a quality education for their students, for their kids, they're going to have to get on a bus every morning and go across town. Because we're not going to do what we need to do to improve the failing schools in our neighborhood schools. We can do what Dallas has done, for example. Dallas graded their teachers so that they had their best performing teachers, and they put them all together, and they went to their failing schools, and they upgraded all of them. They ended up changing all of them. What I found out in education is, unlike business community, where if we've got a bad problem over here, we don't send our worst people to the bad problem, because it never gets fixed. What we do is we send our best people to the worst problem so that we can get it fixed. And that's the one thing we needed to do in HISD, in all of these schools, in fact, that's what we should do. Because where we've got a problem, we need to get somebody in there who can turn it around and fix it. I came through a situation, Michael, that when I went to Wheatley, for example, there were so many things we didn't have. We even got athletic equipment that was hand-me-downs, books that were hand-me-downs, but none of that defined us. None of that defined us. What defined us was it was a school of achievement, and we had the best teachers. We had great teachers who inspired you to say, wait a minute, you might live in Fifth Ward, but that's not who you are.
Right.
Who you are, you are God's child, and you are going to succeed just like anybody else can, despite the fact, because you're never going to get to a point where you have everything you need to achieve. And teachers taught us that. And
you know,
as a consequence,
Harold,
we went and achieved.
I was watching a documentary last night on Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, and they asked him who was the single most influential person in his life, and they thought he was going to say King Oliver, Joe Oliver, or a musician, or one of these people. And he said, Mr. Davis.
Right.
And they said, who is Mr. Davis? And he said, he was the band teacher at the school, the black school for orphan waifs. And he had gone, when his mother grew so poor she couldn't take care of him anymore, she sent him as an orphan to the orphanage. And they didn't have a band, but that guy knew he had a musical capacity, went and got him a cornet, and he became Louis Armstrong. I mean, the rest is history. But he talked about the fact that he was a young man, and this guy said that Louis can blow that horn, and he said the teacher, they tracked him down years later. He's an old man, and he said within a year Louis could play as well as I could, and with two he was better than I was. He led the class and I was in the band. You think of what a different, now what would Louis Armstrong's life have been like? How different would it be if he hadn't had that inspiration at that age? Let me ask you, Sheila Jackson Lee looks to be running for mayor, and she's cutting these videos that she's sending out to the community, particularly on the east side of Maine, where she's saying, you know, I'm going to fight for you, and we're going to keep the state out, and this wouldn't be fair. What do you make of that as a rallying cry, and what is your district? You've been elected since 84. I know how popular you are in that district. I've campaigned there. Your district loves and respects you, but sometimes folks can fall prey to this us versus them when you're the one saying, no, no, this is for us, and you got a Sheila Jackson Lee out there saying, we got to fight against TEA. She also fought against North Forest being closed down when they needed help. What does your district say to you?
Well, let me tell you what I do. I live in my district. I've gone up there. I used to be the paper boy there. And I have gone through lots of battles with them and for them. But the cry you're hearing now are from people who are saying nothing about the plight of these students. And that's what it ought to be about. I mean, they've made it about everything else. About, well, TEA shouldn't come in here. Well, they understand the law is the law in the that the legislature passed in 2015 says you can't let a school fail for more than five consecutive school years. Otherwise, we'll come and take it over. Now, all this, you know, noise that you're hearing now, you never heard anything as long as these kids were failing. Well, these are the same kids that in large part that are showing up in our criminal justice system who are doing crazy things, dumb things, criminal things, because we didn't educate them. And we don't educate them, they're going to have only negative options in their future, and then they're going to choose from those. That's not what we want. In my district, let me tell you, there are very good people. I mean, absolutely the greatest people on the planet. And they have understood that, wait a minute, while people complain about TEA coming and taking over, they should have been there to complain about the failing schools. And that's what should have been heard the loudest. But some of these people are deciding that they would err on the side of this or that or the teachers union or somebody else who's trying to say, look, you know, this ends democracy. Well, what ends democracy is failing students, a failing populace, a populace that's uneducated, is the greatest threat to democracy than anything. And yet, somehow or another, these people who are trying to cast themselves out there as being for the community don't listen to the students.
It's tragic because at the end of it all, you're 78, I'm 52. We've lived our lives. We've had our opportunities. We're on our course. Our train is headed down the track. But these kids deserve opportunities that they're not getting. You have mentioned several times about kids leaving the district, leaving the community to have to go. We played a quote of yours yesterday where you talked about the fact that the kids on the west side don't come over to the east side. The kids on the east side go to the west side. And that there's a reason for that. I got about 45 seconds here. How many kids are doing this and where are they going? Is this the magnet program? Is this charter program? How is this happening?
Well, first of all, I think the numbers indicate about 40% of the kids in my district get on a bus every morning to go across town. What happened is it all goes back to this, Michael. When in the 60s, when HSD settled a desegregation lawsuit that was in place at the time, they said they wanted to stop, they wanted to create programs that stop white flight away from the district. And what that meant to them was they were going to put the kinds of programs on the west side so that they could keep their white population. Well, what that meant is that on the other side of town, you had to go to that side of town if you wanted to get an education. We have simply built on that system. And that's what the problem is. I don't mind choice. I think we ought to have choice in schools. But it ought not be a choice between a bad school around the corner and a good school across town.
Harold Dutton, by the power vested in me as the czar of all talk, I hereby proclaim in the state of Texas today to be State Representative Harold Dutton Day. You are the best. You are a real leader. You are bold. You love the people in your district, and you actually serve them. I admire you. I respect you. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks.
Inside the Desk Pro, capacity equal to 30 diskettes.
Michael Berry Show.
The new compact Desk Pro. It simply works better.
Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.